going to those? I guess they are. And I've heard, really, the newest one is pretty good. Of course, it's always full of special effects, but it sounds like this one could be one of the better ones. So, anyway, WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us on a Monday. It's 43 degrees at 7 o'clock. The update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, also consignment clothing for the entire family. It's 43 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Looks like those 50% tariffs on goods from the EU won't be going into effect on June 1st after all.
President Trump announcing an extension on his proposed 50% blanket tariff on imports from the European Union, one of America's biggest trading partners. Trump now moving the tariff start date from June 1st to July 9th after speaking with the head of the European Commission.
She asked for an extension on the June 1st date, and she said she wants to get down to serious negotiation.
Just days ago, Trump called the EU very difficult to deal with and said talks were going nowhere.
ABC's Andrew Dimpert. Russia and Ukraine completing their prisoner swap on Sunday, and just hours later, Russia launched the largest drone and missile attack since the start of the war on Ukraine, leaving 18 people dead and leaving dozens injured. Israeli airstrikes killing nearly 50 people in Gaza overnight, including 36 displaced Palestinians who've been sheltering at a school. Israel says that location was a Hamas command center. This is ABC News. Strange story out of New York City, where a crypto businessman named John Waltz is under arrest for allegedly imprisoning and torturing a man for his Bitcoin password. Here's ABC's Rena Roy.
Waltz facing a judge in Manhattan criminal court on charges of kidnapping, assault, and unlawful imprisonment. He's now being held without bail and will be back in court on Wednesday. We reached out to Waltz's lawyer, who said no comment.
Waltz left his apartment barefoot in a bathrobe as he was handcuffed and arrested. Investigators say they recovered bags of evidence, including chicken wire, body armor, and Polaroids of the 28-year-old alleged victim with a gun pointed at his head. Sunday marked 5 years since the killing of George Floyd under the knee of police officer Derek Chauvin. In Minneapolis, where it happened, there were demonstrations and a candlelight vigil this weekend, the Department of Justice recently announcing it was pulling police reform agreements in Minneapolis and also in Louisville, where Breonna Taylor died. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At the Creative Outlet, we are grateful for the brave soldiers that have fought for the freedoms that we enjoy. We are also grateful to their families for their ultimate sacrifice of their loved ones. I would be honored to assist anyone that needs help with memory albums honoring these brave men and women. My name is Heather. I can help you find the right products, ideas, and support you in your scrapbooking journey to honor those heroes that have served our great nation. On behalf of all of the consigners and the renters at the Creative Outlet, we thank you for your military service.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens. And we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers. But we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions, come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Finding the right loan is just as important as finding the right vehicle. At WCCU Credit Union, we help you look beyond the monthly payment to help you understand the entire cost, including insurance, interest, and warranties. Whether you're purchasing from a dealer or a private party, WCCU offers you better solutions with affordable loans from local people you know and trust. And with our AutoSmart program, we can give you access to dealer inventories and even pre-approve your loan. For more details, contact any of our offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Today, a high in the low 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a brief shower or sprinkle late, a low of 50. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of showers, up to a tenth of an inch of rain possible, and a high of 66. And Wednesday, 62, with a 70% chance of rain. Right now, WRCO, west and northwest winds are at 2. On the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it reads 45 degrees. Today is Memorial Day, Monday, May 26th.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, that I'm proud to be an American, where at least
today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Lee Greenwood's classic anthem and a song that we play today, an appropriate day to play that, especially on Monday, May 26th, Memorial Day. Things are going to go off just fine today for all of the Memorial Day recognitions. The parade in Richland Center steps off at 10 o'clock this morning, and they'll have wonderful weather for that, for the band and everybody involved, and the ceremony at the cemetery begins at 10:45 in Richland Center today. Memorial Day, also known as Decoration Day. Other things today, well, some things to sink your teeth into. National Blueberry Cheesecake Day, and Cherry Dessert Day. A couple of things to sink your teeth in. It's kind of the unofficial start of summer now, so those kind of sound like some summer dishes. It's World Redhead Day, so we salute all redheads. National Paper Airplane Day. I'm terrible at that. In fact, years ago, Ron and I had a competition, and he beat me hands down. Mine just went whoop. Mine was kind of like Howard Hughes' Spruce Goose. You know, it flew and then crashed and then never flew again. And it's World Dracula Day. It's World Lindy Hop Day. I don't know if anybody out there knows how to do the Lindy Hop, but be careful if you do. Coming up, Chet's Chuckle on a Monday. We'll see if old Hank knows any jokes.
Once upon a time, somewhere in your past, someone said forever, but that promise didn't last. Now you don't believe love is ever true. Steel yourself against the day when I stop loving you.
take out on the interstate when I saw her making eyes at me. So I followed her down to Clubhouse Drive, past the pool and the 18th green. And in the parking lot, I said, it's mighty hot. Maybe I could buy you a beer. She said, I'm glad you asked, but I'll have to pass, 'cause only members are allowed in here. And I said, I'm a member of the country club. Country music is what I love. I drive an old Ford pickup truck. I do my drinking from a Dixie. To go bouncing around in a beat-up truck with a man in wore-out jeans. It's 5 o'clock before Friday night. Here's where the fun begins. So don't worry about your reputation, 'cause you can tell all your friends. I'm a member of the country club.
For the graduates of Ithaca High School, the final bell has rung and the adventure ahead is waiting. Southern Wisconsin celebrates the class of 2025. Proudly saluted by the People's Community Bank, Town & Country TV & Appliance, and by Richards Insurance.
Wirtz Plumbing & Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
While others watch the weather to plan weekend plans, Southern Wisconsin farmers watch it to decide when and how to plant and harvest. They're out in full force this time of year, often before sunrise and long after sunset. And even with the pressure of planting windows, they still take the time to do a walk around, buckle that seatbelt, and make sure the next pass is a safe one. This message in support of agriculture here in Southwest Wisconsin is sponsored by the Richards Insurance Agency of Ithaca and Reedsburg. Building relationships, earning trust, doing the right thing, and serving people with valuable insurance options. New Horizons Supply Cooperative in Blue River is a customer-owned business serving the area with bulk diesel, fuel oil, gasoline, and propane to your farm, home, or business. And Morton will construct your farm, storage, commercial building, horse barn, garage, or home. Call or click MortonBuildings.com.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Choice for better health.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics has an award-winning stroke program recognized by the American Heart Association. They consistently use evidence-based treatments to help patients, putting work into practice. Do you know your stroke risks? Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in.
It's time for the Roundup. There he is, Hank. Oh. How you doing?
Hello.
Just wake up?
Did you not see me in my office this morning, Phil?
No, I didn't.
What a beautiful weekend.
You must have slept under the desk.
I wish I could have remembered it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, anyway, how was your weekend, buddy?
It was good, yes. Good? Nice, good weather. Had a graduation party. And
good for you.
Enjoyed that.
Yeah, good for you. How'd Saturday night go?
It was wild. Always gets wild. Yeah,
I didn't get invited this week. I don't know what's going on. I feel like I'm getting left out.
Oh yeah, no, you were here. Don't you remember?
Anyway,
too many skis probably.
Anyway, Phil, it was a good weekend.
Did you collect any jokes?
A couple. Did you? Well, are you busy this week with sports? I didn't know.
Yes, the WIA tournament for softball and baseball gets underway, and
yeah,
so we're
looking forward to that.
Yep, and then next week there'll be a full week of action.
Baseball really kicks
into action.
Yes, regional
semifinals and finals, and softball sectionals. So it's getting right down there.
Yeah, you think WRCO team made it?
Probably not.
We didn't get anything from the Mayo.
No.
We
got beat in the first round by WVRQ in Viroqua, I think, and we're done.
Gary Gilbert's one of those guys?
Yeah, he's pretty good. What do you do?
Well, what do you do? You know, I know the happiest wives are somehow always married to a man with a bad back, dodgy knees, and caffeine addiction.
Really?
Selective hearing and the memory of a goldfish. And Chet's chuckle has started.
Oh, we're underway.
Yeah, on a Monday, Memorial Day.
Absolutely. Let's see. In front of the circus, two employees are sitting and complaining. What happened? Someone asks. Our elephant died last night. Poor thing, and you were attached to him, right? It's not about that, but they made us dig his grave. Sixth grade comedy club. Yeah,
that's not bad, though.
No.
That's not bad, Phil.
Uh-huh. I'll keep working on it.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's pretty good starter for you.
This early.
Yeah, this early in the morning, on an early Monday morning.
Right.
Well, you were here earlier than I was. But
yeah, always.
Yeah, you're always here earlier than I am. I try to beat you. Have you noticed that? I'm getting earlier and earlier and earlier.
Yeah, you still got to be here at least by 4:15 or so.
And again, you win.
You'll gladly give that one up.
Phil, I had a tough weekend, though.
Yeah, I know you did. Yeah.
My girlfriend was stung by a bee on the forehead.
Really?
Yes. She's at the ER right now. Her face is swollen and bruised. She almost died.
Really?
Yeah. That's too bad. Luckily, I was close enough to hit the bee with my shovel.
Not good. Not good.
Not at all.
I'm not even going to respond to that one. That's tough.
It's a tough weekend, though.
Yeah, tough crowd.
So when I was a boy, my mama would send me down to the corner drugstore with a dollar. You know, back then I'd come back with 5 taters, 2 loaves of bread, 2 bottles of milk, and a packet of sweet tea and 6 eggs.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, I can't do that now. There's too many security cameras.
Oh, yes, little Hank. Chet's Chuckle today, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such in Richland Center, and we will be right back.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
I'll never be okay with donut shops cutting a hole in my donut and charging me separately.
Really?
Yep, for the same hole they robbed me of.
Hey, that's a good point.
It's a good point.
Yeah, it is.
It is. It is.
Two passengers on a ship were talking. Can you swim? Asks one.
Really?
No, says the other. But I can shout for help in 9 languages. Oh, yes. What good do languages do you at that point, you know?
But at least he can shout for help in nine languages.
Yeah. Help, help.
That's like the old man stuck on an island, you know? He was just stuck on an island for years, and a cruise ship come by, and the captain says, hey, to the co-captain, and he goes, oh, look at that guy. And the co-pilot said to the captain, and the captain goes, oh, he does that every time. It looks like he's asking for help. And just keep
he's just playing with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you pay gardeners that work overtime?
I don't know.
Time and a half.
Time.
Yes.
T-H-Y-M-E. Oh, okay.
Yeah. T-H-Y-M-E. Yeah.
What was the abbreviation for the old places where you got money? That was time.
That was a time machine, wasn't it?
I think it was T-Y, take your money.
And run?
Everywhere. Yeah, yes.
Now what are they called? Just
ATM.
Automatic touchdown machines like Hank was.
I would say that to my kids. I got to stop at the time machine. They'd be like, what?
What?
Time machine?
Yeah, we're going to go back and see if we have any money.
I'm going back to 82, see if I can do any better.
Philip, this is yours here. You know, you're a big track and field athlete.
No, I wasn't, but I always...
Okay, this is me and you then.
I try to impress the girls on the track team, though.
Why could the pig not compete in track and field, Phil?
I don't know.
It's really sad. He kept pulling his hamstring.
Oh, no. His hammy. That's not good. Yeah.
No, those hurt.
Oh, so I said to my teacher, I don't think that I deserved a 0 on this paper. To which my teacher replied, neither do I, but it's the lowest grade I can give.
Boom. That's pretty good, Phil.
6th grade comedy club.
That's pretty good. You worked on that one for a while, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about the paper.
Yes. Back in the 70s, right?
I was devastated when my wife said our 5-year-old wasn't our son.
Oh.
I was horrified. Yeah. Then she said, you really need to pay more attention at the kindergarten pickup. Our child doesn't even go to that school.
That's bad.
That's really bad.
You're not really connected then with your child.
You might be disconnected from the whole family after that event.
You might be. Should be.
Yeah. I was trying on underwear at this yard sale yesterday, Phil. You know, there are yard sales everywhere.
That's a good place to be. Right out in the middle of, huh?
Yeah. And some weirdo tried to buy my shorts I just set down on the table.
Really?
Yeah, what's wrong with these people these days? The underwear was brand new.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think.
Were they day of the week?
They said Monday.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They said Monday.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I know they still made those. Those are antiques. My parents aged as slowly as a basket of freshly picked apples. I, on the other hand, am a halved avocado quickly approaching its expiration date. And it doesn't take long, does it? Here I am.
Anyway, I was talking to my brother yesterday. We were golfing. I said, do you have any idea how I could cut 10 or 12 strokes off my game?
Oh.
Yeah, 18 hole. He goes, yeah, I quit at 15.
That'd work.
It would.
Yeah.
It would. It would. So.
So what about the kicker this week?
Well, we have a kicker. Do you want? Are you?
I'm ready.
Can you take it?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. During a terrible let's try that again, Philip. During a terrible snowstorm one winter, one of the highways many of the highway signs were totally covered with snow. The following spring, the state decided to raise all the signs 12 inches at a cost of $6 million. Each sign was equipped with a new pole 1 foot longer than the old pole.
Oh.
Okay. That's outrageous price, said a local farmer. But I guess we're lucky the state government handled instead of the federal government. Why is that? The neighbor asked. Because of the farmer answered, knowing the federal government, they would have decided to lower all the highways.
Oh,
yep.
Oh.
I'm going to be on someone's radar now.
Well, yep. If you're not already,
yeah. What is that supposed to mean?
Shh. Nice job.
That kind of hurts my feeling.
Oh, the truth hurts.
Maybe. Anyway, any plans for the rest of the day?
You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
You going to barbecue today?
Well, no, probably not. Work in the yard, maybe a little bit. Work here. You know, I guess if you can call it work.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's Memorial Day, beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
Take a time out for those who served us.
Yeah. And attend the parade in Richland Center. It steps off at 10 o'clock this morning.
Are you going to go emcee that thing?
Bo is going to be.
Oh, Bo is.
Yep.
I wonder if I could get in that thing and see if I could squirt gun galore on him. But anyway, so no, not barbecuing for me or nothing?
I don't think so, unless you...
Dear June.
Yep.
You know, you could pick up some meat on the way home.
I suppose I could.
I'm trying to help.
I just don't want to start a fire on Memorial Day, you know, burn the house down or something.
Dear insurance company.
Yeah.
Anyway, buddy, I hope you have a good rest of the day. And everybody out there, remember why we observe today. Be kind.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast is coming up Sunday, June 8th at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham, serving from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Guests will enjoy pancakes, sausage links, cheese curds, ice cream, and much more, all for just $5. Children 3 and under eat free, and the Kinshi Pedal Pool starts at 10 a.m. Parking is easy. Visitors are encouraged to park at the Rockwell Lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and ride the free shuttle to the farm. It's a morning of food, fun, and community. Don't miss it. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast coming up on Sunday, June 8th.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a 5-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize, a 3-night getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus more prizes including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or 5 for $45 and available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, Napa Auto Parts, and the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Winners drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
7:35, a look at this day in history. In 1864, President Abraham Lincoln signed a measure creating the Montana Territory. 1927, the Ford Model T officially ended production as Henry Ford and his son Edsel drove the 15 millionth Model T off the Ford assembly line in Highland Park, Michigan. And in 1940, Operation Dynamo, the evacuation of more than 338,000 Allied troops from Dunkirk, France, began during World War II. Coming up, details on who's celebrating, who's got a birthday or anniversary, and that list is courtesy of the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday wishes to Jamie Ruland from Lori and the Guys, Dick Fisher from Park Street, that is from Sacred Heart Parish. Have a great day today. Have a great day as well to Mr. Dave Durst, my fifth oldest older brother from Butch and Margaret. Happy birthday to husband David Durst. May this day be as fun as we have planned. From your loving wife, Donna. To Uncle David Durst from goddaughter Anita and Dave. To Uncle David Durst from Lori and the Guys. Have an awesome birthday today. Paisley Gunningham from Lori and the Guys, and also to Paisley from Grandpa Dave and Grandma Anita. Busy day there in the Durst family. Wishing a very happy birthday wish to David Nelson. Love from Art and Margie. Also Bernie Gonzalez from Park Street Christian Church. We have a wish for Norm Sandmeyer from Paul and Lou. Have an awesome day today. And to Norm Sandmeyer from Steve and Ellen. Happy wishes, number 93 years for Lucille Wongkerl from the Durst nieces and nephews. And to others in the area, Tammy Wilson and Damon Bradley from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. To Sheila Troxel from Five Points Lutheran Church. Have a great day today from the Bloom City Town Crier. Happy birthday wishes to Amy McCleary, to Sheila Troxel, to Bill and Amy Bindle, happy anniversary, and Mark and Deanna Jelenic as well. Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions Club with a birthday wish for Cameron Myers. Also, anniversary wishes for Steve and Barb Bauman, to Isaac and Jordan Hayes, Mark and Deanna Jelenic, Charlene and John Koski, and Doug and Carla Meyer. From the Richland Center Lions on this Memorial Day, happy birthday to Taryn Weber, Amber Marshall, Gina Benson, Ashley Hamby, Sheila Troxel, and Norm Sandmeyer. Happy anniversary to Bill and Amy Bindle and Mark and Deanna Jelenic on their special days. And that's a look at the list we have of special occasions today.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of state jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry, maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
21 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, we're at 48 degrees in Richland Center.
This week at the Richland Cattle Center in Ithaca, featuring all classes of quality dairy cattle, from fresh cows and two-year-olds to milking and breadback cows, springing cows and first calf heifers. You'll also find bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, plus baby heifer and bull calves. Check our website frequently for the latest auction updates. It all happens this Wednesday morning at 11:30 at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca. Don't miss it!
The state budget is a statement of our values, and Wisconsinites are people who value their neighbors. Wisconsin has not yet accepted Medicaid expansion, which is called Badger Care. Accepting the expansion would allow 90,000 more of our neighbors to access affordable health care. The governor is asking for Badger Care expansion in this budget. Not accepting it has meant that $2 billion of our federal taxes are not being returned to the state. It makes no sense. Contact the chair, Senator Markline, and the vice chair, Representative Tony Kurtz of the Joint Finance Committee, and tell them they need to include Badger Care expansion in the state budget. The health of our neighbors should not be sacrificed because some of our representatives have their values in the wrong place. Google the Wisconsin State Legislature for contact information and let your representatives hear from you. Tell them we are Wisconsin nice and we expect them to uphold our values. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Summer is calling, and guess what? Macy's has the answers for every adventure with new swim trends and sandals to take you from the beach to the beach bar. Plus, linen suits from Tommy Hilfiger and Michael Kors and dresses from CC to take you from brunch to the dinner party. Even better, get it all for 25 to 60% off at our Memorial Day sale. So wherever this season takes you, make Macy's your first destination. But hurry, this sale is going on now. Savings off sale and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Joanne has the news coming up here on a Monday, Memorial Day, and regular features continue. Sports next hour, and our triple play from Town Taxi, and the trivia question of the day right here.
Paradise is a swing on a porch. Summertime is a little too short. The best things in life are free, and they're always gone.
Shay on WRCO and how it's always going to be. This is Phil Nee, and I hope you have a wonderful day, a safe day, and drive carefully on your way out and about if you have to be driving today. Our news update is coming up next.
This Memorial Day, get ready to relax in style because we are giving you 20% off all outdoor furniture from cozy patio sets to durable dining for the deck. We've got everything you need to make summer great, and it's all 20% off now through Memorial Day. Shop local, save big. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet in Courton, Maine, now together with entrances on Court Street and Main Street in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
WRCO 100.9 FM,
morning. It is a sunny 50 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. Mostly sunny this morning. Well, in the afternoon, it could be partly cloudy. A nice day overall with a high of 71. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of brief shower or sprinkles after midnight, a low of 50. In Richland Center, after a low of 39, we're up to 50 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh is here. This month, with your Ace Rewards card, you can save $100 on a Weber E325 gas grill, or you can purchase Ace Motor Oil, one quart, for $3.49 each. Select Ace Birdseed and Miracle-Gro products on sale as well. Our greenhouse is now open, and we have many different types of yard and garden soils and mulch on display. And don't forget our selection of lawnmowers. So stop in for these and many other great products. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Department of Health Services is highlighting how federal SNAP changes caused by President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill will impact Wisconsinites. Wisconsin Medicaid Director Bill Hanna says those enrolled in the program are already living on the margin, and small dollar changes will force them to make very difficult life choices between choosing health care or choosing food. Hanna says the cuts would cost Wisconsin approximately $314 million every year and put 90,000 state residents at risk of losing SNAP benefits. Lawmakers at the Capitol hear testimony on a bill to provide veterans benefits for those who served in Laos in support of the U.S. during the Vietnam War. Department of Veterans Affairs Assistant Deputy Secretary Joey Hoy says the bill would make it so the department could be more readily and easily work with this group of veterans who served alongside U.S. forces. Many Hmong Lao soldiers and their families were forced to flee their homes after the Vietnam War and resettle throughout the U.S., including in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is home to the third largest Hmong population in the United States. Wisconsin's two largest counties face budget shortfalls next year. Wisconsin Act 12 gave Milwaukee County authority for a new 0.4% sales tax implemented last year, which provided a brief surplus. Now faced with a $46.7 million budget deficit for 2026, the county is planning major spending cuts for the first time in years. That's likely to include cutting raises for county employees and across-the-board departmental spending cuts. In Dane County, a projected $31 million budget deficit for next year has County Executive Melissa Agard asking departments to submit budgets with a 4% base reduction and to refrain from requesting new staff positions or major capital projects. If you happen to see the governor out fixing potholes, you aren't seeing things. He's traveling the state with a shovel full of asphalt in his hands. Terry Barr explains what's behind the effort.
Governor Tony Evers using his annual pothole patrol to highlight the need for transportation funding. A Republican-controlled committee stripped millions of dollars for road and bridge projects from his proposed budget. The governor saying the cuts come after years of investment.
Over the last 6 years, my administration has improved more than 8,600 miles of road and 2,000 bridges statewide. And I fixed some of those darn roads my darn self. I had to kick off my 6th pothole patrols statewide.
And along with potholes, the governor says there are more than 300 construction projects that just won't happen if the money is kept out of the budget.
The warmer weather has the UTV and ATV community ready to hit the trails, but there's something to consider first. Brittany Merlo tells us more.
The Wisconsin DNR encourages off-road recreationists to get their ATV-UTV safety cert by taking an approved course. Just last year, 40 people died in ATV-UTV crashes in Wisconsin, with most of them not wearing helmets. Simple steps can prevent fatalities. Lieutenant Jacob Holzclaw, the Wisconsin DNR Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator, says they want folks to create positive memories and have a great experience on our trails. And that can only happen if everyone returns home safely at the end of the trip. The primary focus of the safety course is preventing crashes that lead to injuries and death. And if you were born on or after January 1st of 1988, this class is required. but anyone can take it. Even those who ride only a few times a year at a relative's house should take the course. You can take it in the classroom or online, and it's about 6 hours long.
A motorcyclist was injured Saturday afternoon. At approximately 12:05, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a motorcycle accident at the intersection of County Road DD and County Road W in the township of Waldwick. Mineral Point EMS, the Mineral Point Fire Department, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. The driver was transported by ambulance to a local hospital. The driver's name has not been released at this time. Members of the Bauer Gunnell Dalton VFW Post 2267 will host a Memorial Day program today as they remember veterans who are no longer with us. The day will begin with a parade stepping off at 10 in Richland Center. The parade will begin at the Richland Hospital parking lot at 3rd and Park Street and go down to Church Street. It will circle around and end at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Memorial Day program will begin around 10:30 following the parade at the Richland Center Cemetery. Following the program at the cemetery, the Women's Relief Corps water service will be held at the American Legion Post 13. All are welcome to attend. Other Memorial Day events being held today include the American Legion Post 383 and Legion Auxiliary of Lone Rock hosting two events. The first will be at Battery Park in Lone Rock starting at 10. The second will be at St. Malachi Church Cemetery at 11. Blue River will hold a Community Memorial Day program at 10:30 at the Blue River Community Building. The 2025 Crawford County Dairy Royalty candidates have been announced. The candidate for the 69th Crawford County Dairy Princess is Haven Smethurst. Haven is a graduating senior of the Prairie du Chien High School and the daughter of Chad and Tisha Smethurst of rural Eastman. Her activities include 4-H, FFA, PALS, SHARE, and Student Council. Haven is currently serving as the 2024-25 Crawford County Senior Fair Ambassador and the captain of the Crawford County Bold Blazers Equestrian Drill Team. She plans to attend UW River Falls in the fall, majoring in animal science. The candidates for the 27th Crawford County Little Miss Squirt are Ashlyn Nolan, the 10-year-old daughter of John and Carrie Nolan, of Nolan Family Farms in Prairie du Chien. Ashlyn is the youngest of 8 children. She is a 4th grader at Prairie Catholic School. Ashlyn has been a member of the Eastman Cloverleaf 4-H Club for 6 years and is in 4-H Dairy Project and Shooting Sports. Layla Brandis is the daughter of Nathan and Allie Brandis. She is 9 years old and attends Boscobel Elementary School. Layla lives on her grandparents' 350-cow dairy farm in rural Waseca. She is a member of the Steuben River Runners 4-H Group. This year's coronation will be held at the first annual Crawford County Coronation Banquet at the Eastman United Methodist Church Hall Monday night, June 16th. The night will kick off at 6 with a Meet the Contestants Cheese and Cracker Social. A homemade dinner prepared by the Eastman United Methodist Church will follow at 7. The program's guest speaker will be Melissa Oates, carrying her current title as 2025 Mrs. Badger State for American Royal Beauties. Advance tickets are $12 and can be purchased by contacting the Crawford County Extension Office, Jane Achenbach at 608-412-1742, or Donna Hartley at 608-604-9699 before the June 1st deadline. You don't have to make a long trek to find natural wonders this summer. Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers says there are plenty of places to visit in southern Wisconsin. One of those places is Taliesin, the UNESCO World Heritage Site in Spring Green. It was the home of famed architect Frank Lloyd Wright. You could also visit places like Kohler Andre State Park in Sheboygan to see fantastic sand dunes and the beautiful Lake Michigan coast, or the many sections of the Kettle Moraine State Park in southeast Wisconsin. Find your trip online at travelwisconsin.com. The next generation of people making sure we stay on the air are being trained. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Starting next fall, UW Oshkosh will offer a specialized track in broadcast engineering, the first of its kind in Wisconsin. A statement says the new emphasis was designed with input from industry leaders. A partnership with Madison College will allow students to enter the workforce after 2 years or transfer to complete their bachelor's degree. Thanks in advance to the graduates.
Two garbage trucks in Madison have a new look, and as Savannah Tomei Olson explains, it's all thanks to a toddler.
4-year-old Fred sent a letter to the mayor's office asking for a different color trash truck to collect garbage in his neighborhood. He even said, quote, "I would prefer a purple trash truck or a rainbow-colored trash truck. I love the blue one, but a new color would be exciting, too." Well, the mayor's office got with the streets division, and they decided to try something. They had local artists create pieces for the sides of the collection trucks. Officials unveiled the two works that are now on the trucks. One is of the Madison skyline. The other is of a turkey exploring a Madison neighborhood. The pieces will stay there on those two trucks, and they're currently on duty. There are even coloring pages of the works of art available for parents to print. Kids can make their own masterpieces and send them to the Streets Division. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Monday, May 26th. Kimberly Jo Kim Blickham Arbogast, age 70, died May 16th after bravely confronting a diagnosis of lung cancer. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made through Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service to the family for a celebration of life, which will be held at a later date. Kimberly Jo Kim Blickham Arbogast, age 70. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois, died Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Cards may be sent to Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center for the Tukendorf family. Charlene E. Tukendorf, 73, of Yuba, formerly of Chicago, Illinois. Jean Marie Stittleberg, 84, of Laval, died Friday at the Reedsburg Medical Center. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Waniwak. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Waniwak Wednesday from 4 to 7. In lieu of flowers, memorials are suggested to St. Paul's Lutheran School. Jean Marie Stittleberg, 84, of Laval. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Megan and Nathan Phillips had a daughter, McKenna Quinn.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
The High Ground is hosting its 15th annual honor ride today. This year's routes are starting at 7 different locations. As riders start arriving at the park around 11:30, they can enjoy a meal of burgers and brats. They can also participate in an on-site basket raffle. All funds raised by the honor ride will help the High Ground continue its mission to support veterans and their families by providing a place for peace and reflection and offering them programs designed to nurture post-traumatic growth. At 2:15, riders will line up and depart the High Ground to take the last ride of the day through Neillsville and back out to the park in commemoration of Memorial Day. The community is invited to wave if they see them ride by in town. As Memorial Day guests welcome the riders back to the High Ground, the Liberty Bell will ring to signal their arrival. Guests are invited to gather at the plaza at 3 as the Liberty Bell rings once more for the national moment of remembrance and the beginning of the ceremony. ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump changing course in the trade war with European allies. The president announcing he is now delaying implementing those 50% taxes on European Union goods until July 9th. He had threatened a June 1st tariff date. Ceasefire talks stalled in the fight between Russia and Ukraine.
We've seen 3 days and nights of continuous strikes, many of them focused on the capital, Kyiv. President Zelensky again appealing to the US and Europe to intervene. But President Trump speaking out in some of his most critical comments yet of Russian leader Putin, saying he's gone absolutely crazy, but also criticizing President Zelensky.